This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I want to apologize on behalf of other media outlets. I shouldn't apologize for other media outlets, especially with a lot of the crap that they do. But I am seeing that there's a lot of spoilers to the Star Wars movie. And many of you haven't seen it yet. I usually don't see the Star Wars movie until probably weeks after it's released because I just don't have time. But this year, very surprisingly, the theater that I was able to order tickets from, because they have these Galaxy theaters where you could order tickets ahead of time, it was like wide open. Now, I don't know if it's because it was Christmas break, but most Star Wars movies are released around Christmas break. And so my kids are still in school, so most of my town is still in town, and I was really amazed that the theater wasn't even that full. And so, trust me, there's going to be no spoilers. I'm not going to tell you guys about the movie, except it was good. I thought it was very well done. Was it the best Star Wars ever? No. In fact, I have a poll going on right now on Facebook and Twitter on which of the Star Wars movies was your least favorite. And one of you said Spaceballs. Okay, Spaceballs was not a Star Wars movie. It was a Star Wars spoof. Spaceballs. I love Spaceballs. That was a hilarious movie in the 80s, but no, that does not count as a Star Wars movie. But I guess The Last Jedi, the latest Star Wars movie, had low initial audience scores, and I saw that too. I was surprised. They say 57% of the more than 83,000 audience reviewers said they liked it, so only half. And I guess they said there really was a lot of charm, there was no impactful revelations. You know, it's interesting. I thought the movie did really, really good. I thought the movie was good. But once you start to see what everybody, don't read the reviews then. Go and see it. Because once you read the reviews, then you're like, ah. So one thing I am going to, though, tell you is one complaint I heard about the movie is that it was anti-man. And I'm like, oh, no, don't start messing with this. Don't start infusing politics with Star Wars, please. And I got to admit, when I watched it, and again, I'm a woman, so it's a lot harder for me to pick up on anti-man than a man would. But I got to tell you, it was a very feminine, dominant movie. Now, if I was a movie producer, I would probably hesitate on infusing that much estrogen into a sci-fi flick, okay? Because, you know, the average woman wants to see a man, okay? Honestly, it doesn't even matter your sexual preference. Women like to watch men. And so having less, I don't know why they, you know, I could tell you the last year or 2 years ago when they killed off Han Solo, I don't know why they had to do that. Okay, and everybody knows that's not this movie. That was the movie last one, right? His son, Kylo Ren or whatever, kills him, okay? Han Solo was like the best part of Star Wars, if you ask me. I love Star Wars because he was cocky. He wasn't the typical hero, humble. You know, I've told you guys this. That's why I loved Die Hard movies, because it wasn't somebody Arnold Schwarzeneggering or Ramboing around the place. It was somebody that was humble, going, man, I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time. Same thing with Han Solo. Han Solo had that, I'm at the wrong place at the wrong time. I loved him. Luke Skywalker was okay, but I really loved the bad boys, you know? So this was a very female domineering, dominant movie, and they, even though I think Rey and Princess Leia, and I think the women in this movie did wonderful, they did a good job, it almost looked like they were, it was kind of a woman power type of thing, and I don't need that in the movie, okay? I don't care who the heroine or the hero is. Alright, you know, it just seemed like they had to try to appease. As a woman, I get insulted when they try to appease us women. So, like, for example, in the spaceships, what are those called? They aren't Starship Troopers. What are they called in Star Wars? The fleet, but the good fleet. Are they the rebels? I thought there was some name. When you were in the fighter ship going pew, pew, pew. Anyway, a lot of the fighter pilots were women. Now, very, very cool. And yes, women could be Star Wars fire pilots, but they almost overdid it to the point that I was kind of insulted. Like they had to force the subject, meaning if they didn't do it, a woman wouldn't be there. And I'm like, just let the guys be in the ships. I don't mind. All right, it gets a little ridiculous. So looking at your guys' answers for polling, all right, what was your least favorite Star Wars? Many of you guys could not stand the first one with Jar Jar. Oh, that, I didn't realize his name. I didn't like him either. I thought Jar Jar, they said the Jar Jar character was so bad, he was banned in some states. Episode 3, a lot of people did not like Anakin becoming Vader. I like that. Now, I know a lot of us are thinking, wait a second, 1, 2, and 3 should have been the movies from the 70s and 80s. It's not. Remember, 1, 2, and 3 went back in time. So I think that was 6, was it 4, 5, and 6 were the ones. Yeah, nobody had an issue with those. Why? Because nobody remembers them. Nobody's watched them very, you know. One of my listeners says episodes 1, 2, and 3 should be banished from history. Another one, episode 1, The Phantom Menace. George says all of them. Gail says all of them. Herbert says it's between 2 and 8. Oh, okay, so didn't like the last one. And then there's the Spaceballs one. So, I think you guys will like it. Just, you know, getting past some of the politics. I thought it was a pretty good movie. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays holidays all year long.
But sometimes the holidays can really hurt.
Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use Safe Moisturizing Toprasin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprasin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramping, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprasin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprasin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprasin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprasin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprasin. Rub it in.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Patrick who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, sad news. We are being told that there are multiple fatalities following this Amtrak train crash that occurred off of a Washington bridge onto a packed highway. According to mirror.co.uk, as they have been one of the first people to report the fatalities, they say a number of people have been killed after a high-speed train derailed off a bridge and onto a packed highway in Washington. I believe it was the I-5. Authorities confirmed that there have been a number of fatalities after the train crashed in DuPont as it traveled between Seattle and Portland. U.S. media report travelers have been transferred. Travelers have been transferred to hospitals with major injuries. Some are still trapped on the carriages of the train. Many of you are seeing these pictures. This is very dramatic. This is, oh my gosh, it's just heartbreaking. The train is still hanging, from what I understand, perilously over Interstate 5 near Lacey. All lanes blocked about 60 miles south of Seattle. The latest traffic information for motorists is all trains of southbound I-5 at Mounts Road near DuPont are closed for an extended period of time due to derailment. Now, they say that the train was over 80 miles per hour. We are being told that please note alternate routes are inconvenient and only travel if needed. Expect heavy traffic on alternate routes, of course. So for those of you that listen to me up in the Pacific Northwest and are going through this, I'm sure you guys have already heard what's happened, but there has been a severe crash derailment of an Amtrak train, multiple fatalities being reported, multiple injuries. King 5 Seattle's Ben Derry reported that according to Amtrak's real-time location of train 501, it reached 78.5 miles per hour traveling between Seattle and Tukwila. After stopping in Tacoma, it sped up to 81.1 miles per hour before derailment. Now, I'm not exactly sure the speed that these go. I thought that they go an average of 60, 70, 80 miles per hour. Amtrak has not formally commented on the crash. Right now, they have released a statement saying they are aware of the incident. They say Amtrak is aware of the incident with train 501. Cascade service from Seattle to Portland. Emergency services are on the scene, and Amtrak management is responding. Some injuries are reported. Of course, they regret any inconvenience service has been suspended. They said service from Seattle to points north and east are continuing to operate. So 200 people were originally feared to be on board, but now we're being told that 70 people were on the train at the time. So 70 people on board. Again, we still don't have confirmation. So we'll keep you guys posted. It is just frightening to think this could happen. You have people going to work, people leaving for the holidays, and luckily there weren't more people on this, but a train derailing and going off a bridge. Oh my gosh. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in terms of the tax bill, it looks like it is moving forward. We are also being told that the individual mandate will not be included in, or the individual mandate will be repealed in this GOP tax plan. That would be a huge, I would say, tax incentive. And it would also please the base of Trump and the GOP, but we are being told, reported by The Hill, that the final GOP tax bill will repeal the Obamacare mandate. That has been up in the air because trying to get senatorial support to pass this in the Senate by the GOP has been tricky because some have not wanted anything to do, any Obamacare legislation within it or repeal of Obamacare within it. But it looks like that this latest tax reform bill has it. If there are going to be final changes before it gets pushed through, we'll let you know. They say that the change with the individual mandate would take effect in 2019. Now, some experts say, well, wait a second. If we get rid of the individual mandate, then Obamacare will collapse. Well, I think we all agree that Obamacare is collapsing anyway. Does the GOP want to take the blame for the Obamacare collapse? They're going to be taking the blame anyway. All right. I mean, the GOP gets blamed no matter what. So the base likes them and the non-base dislike them. So at this point, we need to do economically smart moves. and an individual mandate is stupid. Here's, though, my concern. What about the employer mandate? If we want to improve the economy, we really have to get rid of the employer mandate. The individual mandate, they say, really isn't going to be that much of a, it's not going to be as perilous for Obamacare. The employer mandate would be getting rid of that, repealing that. So just to kind of remind you guys, the reason why the mandates were in place is because, one, that's how liberals like to do things. They like to demand an order and threaten as opposed to incentivize. And I'm sorry if that hurts people's feelings, but they could have very easily incentivized people to buy insurance, which is what the mandate was for. The purpose of the mandate is to make ensure that healthy people bought insurance because you needed healthy dollars going into the system. Just like with socialism, you need everybody paying. And so one way to make everybody pay is to penalize if they don't. The problem is, which I thought, and barely the Supreme Court disagrees with me, is I thought it was unconstitutional to force anybody to buy a product that was crappy. You can't force somebody to buy a crappy product. Now people say, yeah, but car insurance is a product. Yeah, but car insurance isn't that crappy. Okay? And you don't have to buy car insurance if you don't want to drive. So, you won't get penalized if you don't buy car insurance. You can't drive, or you could be, leading yourself up to a lot of liability. But you're not going to be penalized. With health insurance, with the way the bill was written, the Affordable Care Act, you are going to be penalized if you don't purchase health insurance. So you're like, okay, well, let me look at these health insurances. What do I have as an option? And for me, everything was close to $1,000 plus a month at the cheapest. So are you kidding me? So that's no choice for me. But that's how socialism works, and that's how the bill was written, and it was very socialistic in ideology. And maybe with health care, in order to give health care to everybody, you need that, degree of socialism. I don't know. But what I do know is this didn't work. So the individual mandate was supposed to force you and I, even if we didn't want to buy insurance, to do it because we would fear that we were going to have a tax penalty anyway, so we might as well pay. The Supreme Court said, look, as long as it's a tax, it's kosher. All right? Because it's a tax. You can tax people. Taxing is legit. So, I think it's unconstitutional, but I'm not a Supreme Court justice. So, the individual mandate is in place. Now, in terms of helping the economy, all right, and this part of the tax bill, all right, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that if you repeal the individual mandate, it's going to increase premiums by 10% and cause 13 million more people to be uninsured over a decade. But they say markets would still remain stable in almost all areas of the country. And some experts say that the impact of repealing the mandate has been overestimated because it was never very effective to begin with. There might be some effect, but, So right now the bill appears to be on track. Now, what about the employer mandate? The employer mandate is what would really stimulate growth and employment, all right? Ordering a employer to purchase your health insurance, if you're a full-time employee, makes them want to have less full-time employees. And we saw that during the recession, and we saw that as the recession started to slow down. The problem with that is the average worker wants the employer to pay for their insurance. Personally, I would like the employer completely out of our lives when it comes to insurance, all right? Because if we ever lose our job, not only do we lose our job and lose our income, but then we lose our health insurance. I would really like health insurance separate and not a part of an employer or at the whim of an employer. So if the employer wants to save money and buy a crappier plan for their employees, they could do that at a whim. You don't have that choice. And you not having a choice is not, to me, again, is un-American. But if the employers aren't going to help you pay for your insurance, who will? You have to do it yourself. Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that if insurance was cheaper. But if insurance is going to be $1,100 a month for my family, I need employer help. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, what happened today with, or I should say this weekend with travel? Apparently thousands trying to get, there was a huge Atlanta airport blackout, and a lot of us had absolutely no idea what was going on until this morning. I know I was so, I had a busy weekend watching football, and oh my gosh, a Patriots-Steelers game. Wow. All right. So I was kind of into the Cowboys. Oh, my Cowboys. So happy. Still on the hunt. So proud. But anyway, people in Atlanta not too happy. An underground fire caused a complete power outage Sunday afternoon at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, resulting in thousands of canceled flights. This is one of the world's busiest terminals because Atlanta is a huge hub. And we have right now thousands of people trying to find other flights. Not that there's a lot of empty seats on every single flight to absorb them. So, from what we understand, there's also a dense fog advisory going on, so that's also slowing down flights. Earlier this morning, concessions opened up. Apparently, people were really, really hungry. There really wasn't a lot to eat. All right, and, you know, things closed down at night. And, this fire, we aren't really getting too much details about what happened with the fire, but there was apparently fires will mess up not only the backup, the power system, but also the backup. So right now we're being told that there are still people sleeping on the floor at the Atlanta airport. There are long ticket and security lines, but they are slowly starting to move. All right. They're trying to get back to normalcy. Obviously Monday and the holiday breaks are huge, huge times. You have frequent flyers noticing that, you know, boy, the airport, especially with their Delta hub, I think Delta has their hub there in Atlanta, headquarters, I should say, very busy. They say the line for Delta Sky priority passengers zigzagged back and forth 7 times, was still backed up to the main entrance to the airport. People coming in looking at the lines were like, are you kidding me? There were some people that did pass out donuts and food. A lot of horror stories being told, but from what we understand, not a lot of scuffles or people overall were pretty cool, considering that had got to be, you know. And I always expect with Christmas travel that it's going to stink. I always expect that when you do any sort of holiday travel, there's going to be a delay. Every time I've traveled during the holidays, there's always been something that goes wrong. And I'm blessed because as long as it's not a plane crashing, then I don't care. If it's going to be a delay, if it's, you know, I'll take that as opposed to an alternative. But generally, we like to avoid traveling during the holidays. We just do. Unfortunately not. I'm actually traveling. We are going to be going to New Orleans and then heading out on a cruise. Apparently, cruises dropped in price after the hurricanes, and so we were able to get a cruise that's going to go to Honduras and Belize so we could do some scuba diving and snorkeling for about a week. And we're going to take a Carnival cruise. I've never taken Carnival. I'm really, really excited. Royal Caribbean just had, I believe, a outbreak of, I think it was norovirus, some sort of gastrointestinal issue. Carnival has had its share of those in the news and has not had a lot of fun when it came to media attention with that, but I'm confident that, you know, we'll get through this trip hopefully diarrhea free. And so I'm excited about our Carnival cruise. Carnival is usually less expensive than the others. I've done Holland America, I've done Celebrity, just phenomenal cruise lines. So that's what we're going to do. So we don't have to see family, which is kind of nice, and sorry. I love my family, it just, it's not the most fun. Now, many of you guys traveling are worried not only about seeing the in-laws, but you're also worried about getting sick. And so I was on Local News 3 talking about this yesterday on how to avoid getting sick when you fly. Now, there's been studies saying that MRSA and E. coli can live on airplane surfaces for up to 7 days. And so the things that are colonized the most heavily on an airplane is your tray table, are your armrests, the air vent in front of you, the bathroom doorknob. And so when they tested these things, you know, airplanes can be pretty dirty. Not to mention you got people coughing on you and sneezing on you, etc. So what to do so you don't get sick? We're in flu season. We're in cough and cold season. Well, I don't care if that air vent's a little dirty. Open up that little air vent in front of you and aim it in front of your face. Let the air blow right in front of your face. Don't worry about it blowing pathogens to your kid next to you because have his air going on also. This way, if somebody coughs on you, hopefully it just blows away. Also, don't sit next to someone who appears sick. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, if I see somebody sick, I'm not going to sit next to them. Oh, really? How easy is it for you to change seats on an all-booked flight? If you guys notice, years ago, you could very easily change seats on a plane. Now, they limit the number of flights, so it is jam-packed. I would probably say over the last 4 or 5 years, every single flight I've been on, they said was a full flight. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's just because it costs them money to have empty seats. So you're not going to find another seat. So you either have to get off the plane or you have to suck it up. And most people don't want to be rude, but if somebody's coughing phlegm next to you or whatever, you're probably going to get that cold. Or you could cover up with a sweater or hat or a mask if you could. Not that that would, you know, be the best, but it's something you could do. You have to wash your hands and you have to avoid touching your face. So when you do touch a tray table, armrest, air vent, then, don't touch your face afterwards. Wash your hands. You might want to microbial wipe all the surfaces when you're sitting there in your seat. So wipe down the surrounding areas. That could help. I wrote an article on this. It's on my website at drdahlia.com and on Facebook and Twitter. But there's a lot of little things you don't realize you touch. Now, they're also suggesting to avoid sitting in an aisle seat, especially near the lavatory, because people stand in line to use a bathroom. They breathe on you. Also, they watch what you're watching. So if you're sitting there, like, you know, emailing somebody some people have email if they buy the internet on the plane. But if you're sitting there, you know, trying to, I don't know, look at nude pictures of your wife, I don't know what you would be doing. People are standing there watching you, and they're standing there breathing on you. So try to avoid the back of the plane where people gather to go potty, and try to avoid the aisle. All right, and then I always tell everybody to split up your prescriptions. You know, if you do have a plane delay, or you're going to be stuck on the tarmac, or you lose a luggage, you don't want all your medicines in one spot. So what I would suggest you do is have two bottles, one in your suitcase, one on your carry-on, or split your medicine in half, make sure they're labeled appropriately, so that you have at least the medicines you need, because, you know, if you're supposed to take something every 8 hours, and you're like, oh, my flight's only 4, take that medicine with you, okay? You might also want to bring your own pillow. I bring my own pillow, because I would rather use that. The airplane pillow is too thin, and it just feels like sandpaper. So I prefer my cuddly pillow, you know, that smells of my cats and dogs and me. You know, you have your own little microbiome that your body likes. Bring an extra pillowcase. You could swap it out because that pillow is obviously going to be touching the side of the plane where somebody else stuck his head. So, you know, make sure you eat a balanced diet before you travel. Make sure you're getting good vegetables and vitamins and fruit, you know, because a strong immune system will probably be your best defense against these bugs. Also, stay well hydrated. You also want to be well rested. Make sure, you know, if you're traveling, like I'm going to be traveling this Saturday, I'm going to try to get good sleep. Very important to get good sleep. Okay? Now, the big thing is that you guys need to think about is call your medical provider now if you think you're going to run out of your medicines. Because if your medical provider is on holiday or if they have a delay and you're like, oh, that's okay because I could call them January 2nd. Well, what if your doctor isn't in town January 2nd? What if there's a delay? So you want to make sure that you don't run out of your medications. And so, what if your doctor loves vacation so much and says, Obamacare sucks, I'm out of here, I'm not coming back, get your medicines now. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a study has come out saying that women are one-third more likely to get hired than men. Now, that's interesting. I don't have exactly what year this study was done. what month it was, but this was very recently that has been now reported, where they looked at 20,000 job applications from Move Me On, and they looked at the, quote, hiring funnel for all of these, from viewing a job to applying to interview to being hired. And then they compared the different conversion rates at each part of this funnel, yielded some very interesting results. They said not only did women view 20% fewer jobs than men, but they also appeared less likely to apply after viewing a job. They say on average, women would view 25% more jobs before making an application than a man would. And then, having made these applications, the conversion to interview was 12% higher for women. And they think it's because their applications were better. I don't know. I think maybe there were quotas that had to be filled. And they say even more pronounced is the difference in success after an interview. Women were an astounding 24% more likely to be offered a job after having been interviewed. And the end result is that after having made an application, women were 36% more likely to land the job than men. They say, so men are competing more, but winning less. Now, apparently on MoveMeOn.com or whatever, when a candidate chooses to view a job, they're clicking to see a full job description. And they said it shows there's an expression of interest. And before choosing to view a job, you can look at the salary, industry, function, and I guess a hook line where the job can kind of sell themselves to you. And I think that maybe the salary could be putting more women off. Maybe men seem to be more open to taking a risk on salary than women based on their analysis. They also found that women were asking for only 85% and 92% of the salaries men were expecting in corporate and startup jobs. Maybe it was dependent on the location or relevance of skill set. They don't know. But, you know, it's interesting how they looked at women versus men in terms of what they, you know, what their behavior was in terms of online job searching. So women have been for years, it's been discussed that women will maybe underrepresent themselves, will ask for less money, et cetera. But I really want to capitalize on this. Women are more likely to get hired if they apply for the job than a man. And why is that? Now, I think things are going to be changing now, especially after the Harvey Weinstein tsunami of the sexual harassment allegations. But, you know, the one thing that I heard, and it was very blatant in many companies and many corporations, is they're looking to hire more women. They want to diversify. I've even seen that. I've seen committees and I've seen, you know, things where I would, I was nominated to serve or to be a part of some group or whatever. And they go, look, you know, we want to be diverse. Can you tell us about yourself? Are you a man? Are you a woman? What's your ethnicity? What's your, and so in a way, asking for ethnicity and gender, and diversifying appears to be legal and appears to be encouraged and very open and blatant. Yet, of course, if the opposite holds true, where you hire a man because they're a man, then all hell breaks loose. But I still find that fascinating that a company could very openly, even though it's not on this website, MoveBeyond.com, but I've even heard, I had patients that came in, and, you know, I'm like, you know, look, you know, how's the hiring freeze? They go, oh, no, we're hiring, but only women. Or we're hiring only minorities, or we're hiring only, and just very open and blatant about that. And it's okay to hire a woman. It's okay to hire a minority. It's not okay to hire a man specifically. So if they go, okay, we need more guys, then that could really put you at risk for a discrimination suit. But if you say we need to hire more women, we need to find more women, we need to find more minorities, even though now, I guess, whites are a minority, we're talking about non-Caucasian, it's not considered taboo. It's considered encouraged. So I find that fascinating. So if a woman applied for a job, and this is how it started to be in the 90s and the 2000s, and that woman looked as good as the guy, maybe not even as good, but good enough, they would get hired. You know, and I've been asked, you know, did I get into medical school because I was a woman or because of my grades? And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people of various ethnicities and of various genders or races, you know, sometimes get a little squeamish with that, where, well, did I make it because I was a woman or because I was black or because I was Hispanic? You know, why did I get the job? Why did I, is it because I spoke Spanish? You know, what was it that they liked me, or was it because I fit a bill? But luckily for me, my grades, you know, having graduated cum laude, being in the honors program, having good MCAT scores, great interview, letters of recommendation, I don't think that was an issue. I don't think it was a quota. You always wonder, you know, but I because of my grades and my application, I was just one of those, you know, superstar students. I don't doubt that it wasn't my abilities, you know, but, did one of my abilities get me a job over my other colleagues? Absolutely. The fact that I could speak Spanish, it didn't even matter what I looked like or how I spoke or my medical knowledge. I got hired right away because I spoke Spanish. And so employers will do that. If there is one thing that can make their lives and their staff's lives easier that you bring to the table, you'll get hired. Now, a big concern that I have is all the progress women have made in the workplace is going to recede with all these sexual harassment accusations. Now, many of the sexual harassment accusations, you know, like with Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure are very founded, and I, you know, wouldn't be surprised if Harvey Weinstein is found, you know, if he's been guilty of what he's done. I'm not shocked by that. But you have a lot of women out there who have unfortunately accused when they might not have warranted an accusation. And that puts a lot of men at unease. And when it comes to now hiring, would companies want to hire a woman if she could later turn around and say harassment? And because society will not go back, and we don't want them to, we're like, you know what, we're just going to hire a man for a job, we're just going to hire a man for a job, I do predict that we are going to have a segregation of sexes. You're going to have men-only work areas and women-only working areas. And that may help a company cut back on sexual harassment cases. And I think a lot of men will want to work in a man-only area. A lot of women wouldn't. I would hate to work in women-only. I love working with men. I do well with men. You know, my study group, medical school were guys. I do well with the guys. But if a guy doesn't want to work with me or doesn't want to work with a woman because they don't know if somehow down the line one of their jokes may be found inappropriate, I don't blame guys for not wanting to hang out with women. I don't blame them. You know, it's a very, very scary time. And so you can't force men to work with women and then turn around and accuse them of assault if they didn't do it. Okay? You can't be damned if you did, damned if you don't. And, there's this anti-man sentiment. I picked up on it on the last Star Wars. I thought the Star Wars movie was good. But this, you know, this little bit of, you know, anti-man, it's going to come back, and it's going to really hurt the progress that women have made. So we got to do it better. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.